This is the JJO Morning Show Podcast with Johnny and Dee. Listen, rate, subscribe.
Hi.
Yo.
I wish I was, that's for sure.
That's right.
Of all days of the week, Friday is my all-time favorite. When it's 5 o'clock, I say it looks like
Miller time.
I'll have another one, please.
From Buffalo, New York, served in the Navy. Not a lot of people know that.
I didn't know that.
About Rick James.
Rick James, bitch.
The king of punky funky.
When we were driving down to the Eclipse, we were listening to whatever satellite radio, and it had a little picture of the artist, and the Rick James song came on.
Yeah!
Goddamn.
Uh-huh.
The way that dude dressed, I was like, take a look at this guy.
The world needs a little more Rick James in it. I'm telling you. Everybody just calm down.
And then also,
dance until you forget about your problems.
Was everyone just screwing in the 70s?
Oh,
what
yeah.
was going on? Like, everybody's posed in like a bathrobe or like lots of chest hair in the
70s. Yeah.
It's a big thing.
A bejeweled bathrobe.
It's pretty sweet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Rick James. Boy, I'll tell you. That was, oh, my Lord, have mercy.
George Jungkook, bro.
I think he was in Vietnam.
No.
Yeah, I think he.
Really?
I don't know what he did, but I think he served in Vietnam.
Oh.
In the Navy. I mean, I don't think he was land-based.
Yeah.
Clearly.
He was a super freak.
Things the Navy does.
Cops near Toronto got a call on Saturday about a break-in. The person stole jewelry and clothing and sunglasses and, of course, some prescription meds because, you know. But they also left a little something-something behind. A big old poop.
Uh-oh.
Homeowners walked into their bathroom and found a, quote, large bowel movement in their toilet.
Hmm.
So the burglar used the bathroom and didn't even have the courtesy to flush. It's not clear if the couple flushed before police could collect a DNA sample, but it turns out they didn't even need it. Because 3 days later, cops spotted a 22-year-old woman walking around in the victim's clothes. So it was a damn woman that went in and stole stuff and pooped and left it in the toilet. I can't even believe it.
Trying to think of an OJ tie-in here. If the poop don't float.
Oh, no.
You must leave on a boat. No. If the poop don't flush. If the pooper didn't flush it.
Oh.
You must.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. I'm not a poet. I don't know what to say.
He's just going to bail.
If the poop gets smelly, just rub my belly. Oh, that feels good.
It made me think of The Ref, that movie with Dennis Leary when he's walking around that mansion stealing stuff and he's like eating a turkey leg.
Yeah.
And then he goes to poop, or is that Bad Santa with Billy Bob Thornton? It might be Bad Santa. And he goes to poop and everything and he's eating this big turkey leg and then he stands up and he throws the turkey leg in the toilet and walks away. So bad. So bad.
That's like Caddyshack when they threw the candy bar in the pool. Dookie!
Yeah.
That would be, I believe, on the police report, they would write down turd burglar.
I believe they would, John.
I don't know. Can you brush? Can you dust for poop? For fingerprints?
They didn't need to.
DNA?
Hopefully not for fingerprints. Who's handling their turds?
Yeah, true. I'd like to see the turd, just so I...
Yeah, I bet you would,
know
you weirdo.
What I'm thinking about it.
I ain't here to kink shame you.
No, is that... That's like the Pink Panther used to leave his glove. You don't remember the Pink Panther, Peter Sellers? You
no, I thought you meant the cartoon.
Oh, sure. Well, sure. Fair enough. I'll accept that.
Well, good. Because you don't have a choice.
So that's it. I mean, it could have been worse. Could have been in the kitchen sink, whatever. I mean, that's where poo goes.
At least they caught the bitch.
I mean, I don't know.
Man, that's so weird. Like,
I'd be
I'd
be happy it wasn't, you know, on the on my wine rack or something.
I wonder if, because, like, you know, like when you're working out and you get the workout poops.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if when you're robbing a place, you get the burglar poops.
Oh, like the nervous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like your adrenaline's so high,
mm-hmm,
or whatever. I wonder. That's the thing.
Open up your Tupperware and there was a big old dookie in your Tupperware bowl.
Oh, man. Well, nothing beats my ex pooping on my floor.
Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot. Mm-hmm. And didn't he cover it with a rug or something?
He covered it with my hope chest.
Oh, I forgot about that.
I loved that thing.
Oh, my God. Now I'm getting a nervous tummy.
rub your belly?
Whenever I think about finding mysterious poops, I get a nervous tummy. Now I have to poo. So he pooped and put the hope chest over it.
Yeah.
The F is that?
He was mad at me.
Yeah. And so you were together.
I was on vacation. We were together all through high school and da 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 da. Well, and I was out at college.
You got to go. You got to go.
Yeah, man.
Did you respond in kind? Did you poop in his trunk?
No. I worked with him at the time, too. So I was like, dude, you need to go to my house and clean up your poop.
What do you mean you worked with him?
Yeah. We worked together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, not here.
No.
No.
No, but in the building behind us.
Oh.
At Colorado Prime Meats.
Oh.
Yeah, we were in like a call center, like calling and soliciting people to get.
There's so much about you I don't know.
Yeah, and then.
It's the details that I like.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah.
The poo, I'm not surprised. Working at the call center is a surprise. It's the details.
Yeah, he wanted to get back together, and I made him go clean up his poop.
I don't know why it didn't last. I mean, I was it a large coil?
It was smashed from the chest.
So it was.
I did not get my security deposit back.
So it was pancaked.
Yeah.
You had an apartment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was it a hard floor?
No.
Oh my goodness!
It was not.
What color was the carpet?
It's same as every rental, that gray.
Yeah, sure. That, yeah, whatever.
Yep.
Oh, my Lord, heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, like I said, it could always be worse. It could have been in the dishwasher, whatever.
Yeah.
Could have been in your panty drawer. Anything could have been worse.
But I learned a valuable lesson. Don't break up with someone and then go on vacation.
Correct.
Yeah.
How long do you think it
stay in town?
Sat there and
at least 2 weeks.
Marinated. Oh, my goodness. Could you tell right when you walked in something was off? Oh, no kidding.
Well, yeah, because he had screwed up some other stuff.
Yep.
You know, whatever. Went through things that.
You got to keep a file on that. You got to take pictures. And
I totally could have pressed charges, but I didn't because I'm not a narc.
I mean, if you would have had evidence, you could have taken him to court, small claims for mental abuse, a bevy of things. Damage to the carpet and your deposit and your hope chest. Did the hope chest, was it like your grandma's or something?
No.
Yeah.
No, it was one I bought.
Oh, like, so it was a hamper.
In like ninth grade.
Oh.
And I can't remember what I even kept in there. Probably blankets or something. No, he didn't need court. He needed medication for sure. So
it was a prank.
No.
Oh.
He was mad I broke up with him.
Good Lord. Have the decency, man, to get to the toilet.
Yeah. And then he shaved every hair off his body.
Really?
Yeah. It was a wild couple weeks.
Wait, all this happened in 1 week.
Yeah, it was a lot.
No, there's not enough therapists in town to fix this. There's no way.
Yeah.
Why did he shave?
Like I said, he needed medication more than he needed court.
So the hairless freak dropping dookie. Let me get this straight. No, he pooped on the floor and shaved over the toilet. I don't know. He's got it all backwards. I don't know.
Here we go. Sean texted in, if you flush the snit, you must acquit.
God dang it. It was right there.
It was right there.
People, relax.
What a complete waste.
We are killing it online. Have you guys checked the comments?
Of cyberspace.
Smoke That Skin Wagon says, you guys are killing it.
The JJO Morning Show Podcast.
We're internet sensations.
Johnny and D, nowhere but JJO.
Yesterday during the day, the scanner pages on the face plant machine were going kind of wild.
What's a scanner page?
Come
with me, young Jedi.
So there's different counties that will have a scanner page. So there's like the Dane County, Wisconsin scanner.
Mm-hmm.
What's the other one I follow?
List the events?
Yeah, they list what's on the scanner.
Sure.
So you don't have to.
Right.
Or maybe you're at work and you can't listen to the scanner.
Right.
So it started with there was people on the loose that were wanted for a homicide in Dubuque. Okay? So that was the information I had, and I knew it was a domestic thing.
I'm going to play Saga on the Loose. Great Canadian band. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks for telling me.
Not a problem.
And then it was my friends in Albion were reverse 911'd and told to stay inside. And then the scanner page said that there was a standoff. Pretty sure it was a scanner page. It might have been the sheriff's department. There was a standoff happening in Albion, right? So this was all happening. I was like, what's going on? There's a couple 70-degree days and crazies unthaw and they just, go crazy.
What is that, sunshine? I'm going to go nuts today.
Well, because I was like, this is a flurry of activity. What's going on? Well, it was all related. So let me tell you the story.
On the Loose.
And this is bad. Did you hear about this case?
No, I saw a headline and then I didn't see anything.
It's nuts. This is, if Keith Morrison doesn't do a Dateline on this with his velvet pipes, I don't know. This is more of a Dateline case than I've ever heard of. Okay, so standoff in Albion. The guy who died during the standoff, so he rushed into somebody's house. And there was like a mom and kids in there, and they got out, and he barricaded himself in there and whatever else. Well, he shot himself, right? He was the same guy. He was part of the crew that dug up the lady and was going to have sex with her.
Ridgeway?
Yes.
Are you effing kidding me?
No.
The Grunkies or whatever?
Yes.
Yes. I'm going to need a minute.
You just wait. Alexander Grunky.
Yes.
Gravedigger Grunky, 38.
You know, you dig one grave, they never forget your name. You notice that?
Well, so there was a chase, right? The cops were chasing down this black Ford Escape.
Yeah.
And they had to use spike strips and all this stuff, right? So they spiked it, and the car, the doors opened, a passenger leaves, and Gravedigger Grunky leaves, and they both have guns, and they're running with guns.
Yeah.
So then there's a woman in the woods is what we hear on the scanner. Well, the woman in the woods ends up being this 13-year-old girl, okay? And she's dead, which sucks. Grunky is running to Albion to barricade himself inside, right? So we're like, how is this related? What is going on?
Yeah, so was he still living in – because now you're – okay.
He's in Middleton.
Middleton, now he's down in Stoughton. Okay.
Totally. So what happened was – Grunky and the 13-year-old girl were driving in the car. They had a 5-month-old child with them. They dropped the child off in the town of Dunn, right? Just left a baby. We don't know where the baby was left, but the baby is now with somebody that's perfectly capable of taking care of them, okay? So then the chase ensued after they dropped the baby off. Grunky was a person of interest in the homicide in Dubuque County, that previous homicide I had mentioned. The homicide was the baby mama of the 5-month-old, also the mother of the 13-year-old, which Grunky was having an affair with.
Oh, my Lord.
So he's in a relationship with the lady, had a baby. She broke up with him, by the way. Had a baby with her, and he was also having sexual relations with her 13-year-old daughter from a previous relationship. So they killed the mom, ran off together, ditched the baby, and now they're both dead.
Wow. That's mind-blowing.
Right?
That it's hard to believe.
It's insane. It's insane. So there was a story, and this is what I love is my Facebook sleuths, from, I believe it was 2022, February 2022, okay? A portion of the Beltline was briefly shut down while officers searched for an armed man on Madison's west side. 32-year-old Alexander Grunke walked into his former employer, Heller Recycling, on Marsh Road. Grabbed a firearm from inside the office and chambered around, and then he left in a vehicle. He was en route to harm his ex-girlfriend. Made suicide by cop statements in the past. So this guy's been doing this crap all the time.
I remember back when he wanted to dig up that grave. I remember looking at you, mm-hmm. and I'm like, does his eyes look like they're a little too close together?
Mm-hmm.
You remember I said
that? Oh, yeah, 100%.
And you said, John?
Yeah.
All right.
So he was doing that. There's another news article where the mom, who's now dead, broke up with him because she was like, I discovered that they were having a relationship. This mm-hmm. grunky fellow was feeding the 13-year-old coke and meth. Right. So. What a real turd. Turns out we should have left that mofo in jail.
Was he in jail? I'm trying to remember if he was in jail.
For the Ridgeway thing?
Yeah. Was he? The mm-hmm. girl that died in a car wreck they wanted to dig up? In
right.
Cassville or wherever it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the girl was shooting at the cops too. The 13-year-old.
Yeah, not much has changed in his life, it seems like.
No.
Remember when they pulled him over for that?
Yeah.
He was sweating and suspicious. And yeah, he had the shovel and all the condoms and all the...
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my Lord. Yeah, not much has changed.
No.
I didn't think it could get worse, to be honest with you.
Well, the 13-year-old had also accused his brother of sexually assaulting her.
Oh, my God, dude. We're going to have to nuke Ridgeway from the planet.
Like, we need to keep a leash on these people.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how many things did he have to do? His CCAP is pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Tons of domestic stuff. I mean, it's like, you knew where this dude was headed all along.
Yeah.
There's only one ending to this, and it's other people dying.
No.
You know?
And that's what it took, and here we are.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Here we are.
Coming to its logical conclusion.
With a 5-month-old baby who is mm-hmm. going to be trapped in the system for how long?
Mm-hmm.
At least that baby got away from him.
Oh my
you know
God.
What I mean?
I thought we had heard the last of that dude. I completely forgot about that dude.
I know. Isn't that wild?
This guy's just been plotting to kill everybody.
It happened behind our friends at Heartland Farm Sanctuary.
Oh, wow.
They were on lockdown.
Yep.
So they were stuck there with the cute little llamas, though. I'd rather be.
Yeah, it was his brother and another dude.
Yeah.
I don't, you know, who knows where they are? We know where those dudes are.
Can we
are?
Keep an eye on them? Yeah. What's going on with them?
Wow.
Yeah.
And they, I don't think they got, I'm trying to remember the case. They couldn't get to the casket. Something, thank God, was there. I don't know if it was concrete or
a lid
or whatever it was. They were going to take it to the shed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's loony, man.
Yeah, he sure was.
Well, this ought to do it.
That 13-year-old girl, you know, feeding her drugs and whatever else. So he was a sexual deviant, clearly. Should have kept him locked up. So that was weird. Very, like, it was, as it was coming together, because I was seeing all these separate things happening. And I was like, what is going on? But it was all related to this one a-hole. So, I don't know.
Yeah, he's a...
Good work on law enforcement, though. They did a good job.
Yep, yep.
They did the best they could.
Modern day... Ed Gein.
No, Ed only killed one person, and it was never domestic.
Well, I mean the other part, you know, digging up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Right. Or.
Oh, my Lord. Hi, how's it going? Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So, he actually used to live with me.
No!
Huh?
Yep.
All right, tell us more.
I actually kind of grew up with him. Yeah, there was a point in time he was actually doing good.
The grunky fellow, right?
Yeah, the grunky fellow, Alex. Mm-hmm. There was a point in time where he was turning his life around.
Yeah.
And then he just started doing drugs again, and his baby mama didn't want their son around that stuff. And so it all escalated. And with where it ended, I have a feeling he was headed towards my house.
No.
Yep.
When did you guys live together?
Like a year ago.
Oh, my God. I bet he was then.
Mm-hmm.
So why did you kick him out?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, my God. Was he doing weird stuff?
No, that's what's... After we kicked him out, that's when he started going downhill.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you can't have that crap in your place.
Exactly.
You know, you didn't have a choice. He gave you no other choice.
Yep. And, you know, I made my peace with that.
Yeah.
So
for sure. Well, good.
Unfortunately, I feel really bad for the family that house was broken into, because, I mean, I would never go in the basement again.
No. No.
You know,
got to sell your damn house.
Yeah, right? I mean, he was battling with a lot of demons. He has dealt with depression. I mean, his dad died of cancer while they were going through the Ridgeway trial, and it just messed him up, and his mom is not all there.
Yeah.
So, unfortunately, I mean, it wasn't a matter of if he did this. It was a matter of when he did
right,
it.
Right, right.
Unfortunately.
Right. And it seems like folks like that, sometimes they can get it together for a little while, but it's never.
Did you ever tip anybody off or say anything to anybody, or you were just respecting, you know, hopefully it was going to fix itself?
There's been a slew of us that have tried to get him help and tried to, you know, do everything that we can, and he just wouldn't accept it.
Right.
So,
At
some point you have to cut your losses.
Yep.
I mean, it's a sad thing to say, but I mean, it's a weight lifted off my shoulders knowing that I don't have to worry about my family. Cause I mean, he had a key or he had a password to my house or the code.
Yeah. Damn.
So, but you know, if he would have came through the door, I would have blown his head off with my shotgun.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. God, that just sucks. And it is like trying to help folks like that. And it's so hard when it doesn't work out. I don't know.
I mean, the 13-year-old's mom, she was an evil person. And I know this man, I knew Alex very well, and he thought he was doing the right thing by eradicating the evil that was her. And then he knew that he was unredeemable, so he took his own life.
Yeah. Damn. Damn.
Yeah, because he was very biblical and into the, you know, God stuff.
Oh. Well,
end of that chapter.
I guess so. Yep. All right. Well, thank you for the call, man. And I'm glad you and your family are safe. That's good.
Yep. All right. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks
love the show.
Thanks, bud.
All
right. Oh, man. I think we just did the documentary on it. I think we just. I think that's all we need.
Bro. Man. And see, it's there. He had the resources.
Mm-hmm.
He had the chance.
Mm-hmm.
He had the people rooting for him.
And then, on his own, out with God knows who, and F the world.
Damn.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it. There's the tea, man.
His telling of that reminded me of like when they were trying to save Charlie Sheen at that, you know, when he was at his worst.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Yeah.
Just out of control and hell bent for leather, man.
You can learn a lot listening to podcasts.
And only 3 countries in the world don't use the metric system?
Or you can listen to this one.
I can't remember where I went Friday. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. What did I do on Friday? I got to check my calendar.
If anybody saw me Friday, call.
The JJO Morning Show Podcast.
I literally have no idea where I was Friday.
Johnny and D, nowhere but JJO.
Golden Bachelor. Remember Gary?
Gary.
Gary Turner and Teresa got married on the Golden Bachelor. He was the first old dude on The Bachelor. His wife died. She got sick and died. And then the controversy, I think, was Gary said on the show that he had never kissed. He hasn't kissed a woman since his wife died.
Okay.
But then was it TMZ? Somebody ran like this expose on Gary, and he's been laying every woman from Indiana to New England.
Yeah.
So Gary admitted he lied. He goes,
he's getting stink on the hang down the whole time.
You got a little stink on the hang down. Little stink on the chair, if you will.
I will.
And here you go. He got Jerry, Teresa Nist. They're now getting divorced. She was the one he picked. He was he picked
here
on.
I
the,
have
on
a song.
Going to Bachelor. Yes, yes, yes. Here we go. For you, Gary.
Gary.
It's so dumb.
Lately, something's changed. It ain't hard to define.
Gary's.
Got himself a girl, and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes.
Him being Gary.
And she's loving with that body. I just know it's
Gary.
And he's holding her in his arms late at night.
That's Gary.
Gary's just out of Harry's room. A couple who fell in love in the first season of The Golden Bachelor last fall before tying the knot. Televised wedding earlier this year announced on Good Morning America they are divorcing. Teresa and I have had a number of heart-to-heart conversations. We've looked closely at our situation, our living situation, and it's probably time for us to dissolve the marriage. Get a divorce? Chang clarified. Yes, Gary said. We've received so much love and support from so many people. No, you haven't. And I don't think we can tell you how many people told us it gave them so much hope. Turner proposed to Nist on the season one finale of The Golden Bachelor during the interview. Gary said he had found his person. The thing that strikes me the most in our conversation has been how dedicated both of us are to our families. But our living situation was what really was problematic. Wouldn't you sort that out before you?
Yeah, before you got married.
Then they got married January 4th, if you watched any of that. The pair holding hands during the interview reiterated they did not fall out of love. Gary's just got game. You know, it's got to be weird. The show makes you famous to the point where you can walk anywhere and probably get a little company, if you so desire. And I'm sorry, but Teresa.
Man, oh man.
They were together longer than most of them last. I don't know if they have a contract on that show. They need to stay together for 90 days so they can do the interview circuit.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe they have to stay together to fulfill a contract. To get fully paid?
I would think so.
There might be like incentives if they stay together for 30 days, 60 days.
Sure.
90 days.
I just choked on my own spit. I hate that. Like, why? Why, body? Why is it so hard to just live anyway?
It's the way you've been living, I think, that's catching up with you.
Oh, yeah.
Pass me that beer. You done with it? Oh, what are you doing with it? No, so this is pretty par for the course here for the.
I think that a lot of those reality shows too, like they have it like only certain things can go on your socials, and I think a lot of them have like a social freeze until the show comes out or whatever.
Sure, sure. For the final,
yeah, yeah,
you know, when they see each other again,
yeah. So
I think wasn't there a prenup or there? I can't remember. We watched a little bit of the Golden Bachelor just to see how old people, what they do. I'm not familiar with what happens with old people.
Yes, you are.
Not sure I want to know. Excuse me. So yeah, the Golden Bachelor. You get the heat of the moment, the lust, and then the shine comes off, and then you know, real life. And here you go. But he was a serial liar before he went into the show.
Right.
Remember that? And they just swept it under the rug.
Yeah.
But you can't.
Well, they were like, well, it's too late now.
Yeah.
We've, you know. God, you would just think the vetting on that that they would do, you would think all of that would have been already discovered by the network, you know?
You would think that they wouldn't even air this stuff.
Right.
That it would be for the better image of the show if they if there was a clause that said, okay, you knuckleheads get divorced, just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Just don't tell anybody. And
right.
then there's no bad news, you know?
I hear you.
So, I'm sorry, America, that it's a facade. It's Fugazi. It doesn't exist.
Are you telling me reality TV isn't real? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
I refuse
contract.
To believe
contract's
it.
Up, bitch. Hit the road.
Now, the best reality show that's out there is Love Is Blind. It is the greatest thing to ever hit Netflix.
Oh, is that where they just see their naked bodies?
No.
No. Oh.
It's where they're in pods. They don't see each other at all until they want to get engaged.
So they get to feel each other up?
They get to feel each other up?
Yeah.
Afterwards,
no.
Yeah.
No.
But there's a few of the couples from Love Is Blind that are still together.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, there was a show Christy was showing me where they can only see their bodies. And
yeah, it's
their,
on HBO.
I don't know what. I thought that was a pretty good idea.
Again,
I mean, do you fall in love with the Hooters or do you take a chance and, you know, maybe she's...
See, Love Is Blind is the exact opposite.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, where it's you get to know the person without ever seeing them.
Oh, yeah, that's not going to work.
I just said that there's like four couples that are still married from that.
That's not going to work. That's the old radio axiom there. They've got a face for radio. Yeah, no.
Well, it's not like they're picking ugly people to be on Love Is Blind.
You and I are the rare instance where our great voices
so hot.
Match our frickin' smoking hot.
Hottest people on radio.
Bodies. Oh, yeah. Pass me the baby oil.
It's so hard to just dodge
gonna,
pussy all the time.
I'm going to go oil up over here. I'm not lying. I got a big zit coming out right here. You would not believe.
Oh, I just popped one on
my
lip. We
are not taking pictures of this. I'm not kidding. This thing's been killing me for a week.
Yeah, I hate it when it grows underneath.
I know. I'm like, just get out of
me.
I
know.
What are you doing? What are you doing in there?
Replay today. The JJO Morning Show podcast. Get up with Johnny and D. JJO.
Okay, there's a new health trend out there, and I know you come here for all the health news. The term fart walk is trending.
Uh-oh.
After a cookbook author coined it on the TikTok machine. See, she eats a lot of fiber, and she goes on regular fart walks to help get things moving. Marilyn Smith. Give me PC2. Here she is.
About 60 minutes after we've eaten, we put on our running shoes and off we go. Now, why do we do this? Well, we eat a lot of fiber, so we have gas. Everybody does. And, you fart when you walk. So that's why I named it that. But the main reason that we do the fart walks is because by walking for as little as 2 minutes, we usually walk for about 10, 15, 20, but not really quickly. It's more of a moderate walk. We are helping reduce our chances of developing type 2 diabetes. So sign yourself up for fart walks.
I love the idea, walking after you have something to eat. That's
kinky, like I like it. It's pretty unavoidable at my...
Yeah, we call that the walking farts.
We all fart walk, whether we lie about it or not is your business, I guess. How many times you farted today since you've been out of bed?
Since I've been out of bed, I don't know, maybe twice.
I farted. I woke myself up this morning.
With a fart?
Oh, yeah, it was about 3:05.
Yeah, did it scare you?
Well, I ate 4 pieces of chicken. I had a big quick trip dinner last night with dinner rolls. And it's like my human alarm clock.
Yeah.
Wake up by it.
So I'm going to tell you a little story. It's not
yeah.
good.
Yeah. Where did he poop this time?
So, the Kirkland, the Costco brand granola,
yeah,
will make you the gassiest person you've ever known in your life. And I did not have this information. Mm-hmm. I want to start this story with I had a complete lack of understanding of what was about to happen to me. So I had breakfast, and it was a high-protein yogurt with some granola on top.
Sugar gas, man.
And then I had a kombucha, which is also right. Well, the Kirkland granola has probiotic in it, and so does the kombucha. So an hour later or so, I'm like, what is happening on my insides? Like, I can't do anything without a little toot slipping out.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
isn't that what the kombucha's for, though?
It's to, it helps with gut health and whatever else.
Things are moving.
Right.
And we're walking, and we're farting, and we're walking.
I had a triple probiotic happening. I had my yogurt, the granola, and the kombucha.
Good lord.
And I had to be in public with people.
You're lucky you didn't self-combust.
Dude, I know. And then I was like, how am I going to get through my spin class without everybody knowing that
there's just, all of a sudden, you were there for 1 second, and then the next second, there was a little pile of carbon there. and your nipple rings were laying in the carbon, and that was all that was there.
And so every time in my spin class, when I stood up.
Oh, sure.
When you had stand up to do the hills.
Yeah.
Hey, so bad.
Was that an earthquake in New York?
No, they were quiet ones.
Oh, okay.
Ones,
all right.
But
they
were happening on the regular, and I was like, and I had no idea.
That's all right. Because
that's never a thing for me.
Yeah.
And so then I texted my girlfriend. I was like, oh my God, there's something going on. What I'm having like the walking farts today.
Yeah. And which is not a term I want to use at my age because it makes you sound like your grandfather.
But beware, this is your warning.
He's got the walking farts.
That the Kirkland granola will give you the walking farts.
See, there's a toot, say you're at Thanksgiving dinner and grandpa toots, and it's like, shh. And then you tell your kid who doesn't, it's like, well, is grandpa okay? He's got the walking farts.
Yeah.
Leave him be. See, I'm not there yet. I don't want to say that out in public.
Yeah.
I keep it to myself. I farted while you were talking about your story, actually.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
You're a tutor.
Oh, huge tutor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a classic crop duster.
See, I wish I could be. There's a lot of times when I'm like, man, I wish I could fart right now. I would crop dust this person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I can't.
Like, I'll say that for Ski Ball's office, the crop dust. You, I fart, and I try to make it as loud as possible because we giggle. But the rest of the people.
I'm 12 years old.
The rest of the people, I try to.
Silent but deadly.
Silent but deadly, sure.
Yeah.
But
the worst is your sleeping farts. You get you have sleeping farts.
Oh, totally. Totally. Yeah. Christy ripped a good one on the couch the other night. It was pretty good. And we just laugh. We're over it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, free yourself.
Yeah.
Of the stigma. I mean, who cares?
See, when she first started tooting, you were not okay with it.
Let me smell that butt, girl. Let me get in
there. Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. We're.
Well, I'm going to get her a bag of the Kirkland granola for Valentine's Day.
We're at that stage.
Make your day, dude.
Who knew a pretty girl that pretty could be so gassy? I didn't.
And then that night of the kombucha granola incident, my lady was frisky, and I was like, I cannot. I cannot fool around with you.
Self-preservation.
Because something's going to happen. Yeah. I'm like, I can do the work. That's fine. But my pants need to stay on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you were afraid of like
one slipping out.
Yeah.
Because you know, scissoring, you're in a you're up there.
Yeah.
And it's I don't no.
Yeah. Well, have you ever had that accidental discharge while you were scissoring, as you say?
No.
Yeah.
So no.
You try to keep it classy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, my God. If I tooted while we were scissoring, I believe I would die of just right there. No. Daddy, no.
Yeah.
That's bad. Has it ever happened to you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you ever let one slip when she was going down on you?
One of my favorite scenes is still, what was the movie, Sudeikis? Why am I forgetting? Not Horrible Bosses.
Oh, no, not this game.
Where he had that hooker in the bathroom and she sharted in the bathtub. Remember that? He looks over his shoulder. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
With the... She sneezed. She goes, oh my God, I feel much better. I might have been on my allergies. And he goes, yeah. Let's get you out of here. Everything's going to be fine.
What about, oh no.
Hi, how's it going?
The phones are lit up.
What about the Jaguar down here?
Hi, how's it going? No.
Hi. If you fart while sizzling, isn't that like a fart transplant?
Are you a doctor? I had no idea we had that kind of expertise on the line. Thank you. laughing at his own joke. A fart transfer. Yeah, you're in the college hoops. We call that the portal, I believe. Oh. Hi, how's it going?
The walking fart tell us nothing. At my age, when you're in the missionary position running the jackhammer, sometimes you let out a backfire.
Huh? Yeah. Hey, whatever works, man. Whatever works. We could turn that into a charitable event.
No.
Whatever. Prostate cancer. What we can raise money. Whatever awareness. Whatever. What are we?
I don't think that's necessary.
Today, the diabetes. Whatever she said. What did she say? Diabetes. Hey, if we are not ashamed of the naked bike ride, I think 300 of us can toot and walk all for a good charity. I mean, come on. Hey, we're gonna call it tooting for diabetes. We're gonna walk around the Capitol. What do you say?
The fart walk to freedom.
We're gonna pound some Ian pizza and then do the fart walk up around.
Everybody gets Kirkland granola and a kombucha.
You might want to stay upwind for that walk. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. Hi, how's it going?
Good morning, JJO family.
Good morning.
You know, them walking farts are the best. What sucks is when you get them, there's nobody around. There's nobody to hear it.
Yeah.
You want to share them with people.
Well, yeah, you know, you get some people walking around, you circulate the fart a little bit, get it moving. Oh, yeah, get to enjoy it. Everybody gets a piece of it. Thank you. That's a good point. These are all solid points.
Yeah.
I love farting.
I know you do.
It's just...
Oh, dude, the fart walk for rectal cancer.
Have you ever
cancer.
Not enjoyed a fart?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That turned into a shirt?
When it's scary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally. Or, like, the dating farts, too. Like, when you're first dating and you have to hold your farts in the whole night. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you get in your car when it's over and it's just, like, 60 seconds of gas.
Now, have you... maybe you've noticed this, and maybe not. I've never pointed this out, but sometimes, so I've got shorts on today.
Yeah.
So, like, when I fart, have you ever seen me get up out of my chair, what we call in the industry the air chair? Mm. Have you ever seen me get out of the air chair and then flap the front of my shorts? You've never seen that?
If I have, I've blocked it out.
So I'd be like, I got, this is a minute. I'll start a song. I'm like, I'm going to go for a walk. Yeah, get that heat out of there. Temperature went up about 12 degrees. That's what I'm doing. Hi, how's it going?
So, do you know how long it's been since I've heard the, like, full evil villain laugh? Like,
it's been a minute.
The fact that it was at fart transplant as well.
Yeah, that was
reason 306 why your listeners are your listeners.
This is a highlight for me. That's going on
a CD.
It's going on a promo and a CD. And yes, it will. And by the way, I will turn that into the Wisconsin Broadcast Association award ceremony at the end of the year, so we can get our picture on wood on a hotel
on the wall. I'm never making
somebody make it a thumbnail.
We're gonna make it a thumbnail. Clip. Thank you. Yeah, that's good. I have to admit.
There's lots of sharing today.
Yeah, really, really good.
Because I'm overtired.
Yep.
The JJO Morning Show Podcast with Johnny and Dee. Listen, rate, subscribe. Catch a new show every Monday through Friday, 6 till 10 a.m. on 94.1 JJO or streaming anywhere in the JJO app. Johnny and D. Nowhere but JJO.